Friday the 19th of February. Another week's gone by and I find myself looking through my journal entries. I take a semi-regular journal, maybe once every 2 days or so. And I thought I might just look and see and share what the week was like. If that's the format going forward, maybe that's got a good backstory to it. So I'm looking at Monday and it says, oh man, what a weekend and how non-motivated I am about everything. I was thinking about a lot of the weekend. There was also quite a bit going on. I'm not sure if I noted it here, but last weekend our cat wasn't very well. I think I covered that in the last episode. But I have other things always on my mind or going on or things that I challenged myself to do. One of those was around monetizing my community. Remote Sprinters has been going on for about 3 years now, ever since I started it. It had no plan from day one. I just wanted to talk about the area of doing design sprints remotely and started a Facebook group because that's what you did 3 years ago and really had no plan up until starting to think of something over the last 3 or 4 weeks. And originally I was thinking of doing some kind of course or some kind of club monthly subscription. I'm really interested in monthly recurring revenue at the moment. I have no way of doing that. It's on my wish list, something that I can do even through work or even on the side or just whatever. I would love to link that up to Bare Metrics if there's a Stripe integration and just show what it's like to have monthly recurring revenue. I think that is such a great origin story of, hey, this is the curve. This is something that I could use in 6 to 12 to 24 months time and say, hey, I know something about starting from scratch because I've done it. And that's what I was looking at. But all the way through in my ears, I was listening to a number of influencers that I've listened to over the years, and they say, don't monetize your audience, or if you do, wait and wait and wait until either it's large enough or something else. And I think the way you go about monetizing an audience isn't flipping a switch. I think you introduce and you say, hey, there's something over there, and if people want to go to that, then that's up to them. It has to be completely community driven. It can't be, hey, one day we just decided that you were on a 3-year long free trial of all this content that we were half-assing anyway. Now we're going to give you loads of stuff, but we expect something for it. That doesn't make a lot of sense to me. I'm not sure that's what I would want from a community if I was in it. So I looked at that, kind of put a plan together, and then just decided it was not a great idea. And actually last weekend, looking at my journal, was a time for really closing down ideas. I had about 4 or 5 on the go, and I closed a number of them down. I go on to write, to be honest, I haven't succeeded in my goals. I just keep changing them. And I feel like I've done that over the last couple of weeks. I do have a set of goals. I do have objectives. What I haven't done yet, and I need to do next week, is break them down into quarterly goals. And this might seem like overkill for people, but I think a lot of this preparation and somewhat planning, I'm not a planning guy, but I think you can problem solve your way to where you want to go, and not leaving it all to luck is probably a good idea. I go on to write, I was sad when I thought of London and working with a diverse team. I think this came from an evening where I was looking through a few old photos, or I think I was looking through the Big Radical Instagram, and because it was about, it was nearly 2 years to the day that I ran my first training session there. It was around April time, and it was a big moment for me. I can't just describe it any other way. It was a time where I was putting theory into practice. I'd done my research. I'd been to a training session to see what it was like. Not for content, absolutely not for content. It was more around how did they run this event? And I took that, made it my own, turned it into my own language that I was comfortable with, which is always the way for me to start on something. I have to change it into my language, which simply means make it my own. And so I don't get caught short when I encounter an activity and I actually don't know what it's all about. I have to process it. And so, yeah, I was sad. I was thinking about the teams that I've worked with in the past and the people I've met, some of the events that I ran in Woodbridge Street, the people that came. It felt like this new exciting thing. I missed startup in my work experience. I was thinking about this today, actually. I went straight to, I was then in kind of video production and editing. And so I missed the technology industry at that point. I was really just looking at how can I edit any video together, and then progressively how can I shoot and edit, and then ultimately found I switched to UX design on the first maternity leave that I had with the birth of our firstborn. So yeah, I was just thinking on that, and I just wrote here that I was sad. What else? Oh, I said, also, I just talked to someone on Facebook about getting a turbo trainer. It wasn't much money, but that isn't essential to my goals. I keep on thinking about getting a turbo trainer at home, but actually, I could just take my bike outside. I've been pulling and pushing on that for a while, and I find it hard to put it to bed. What else have I got here? What else have I got? Yeah, I think that's it from that journal entry. How about into Tuesday? Sometimes I start these and then I decide to get on with stuff. On Tuesday I said the goals don't change, the methods do. I need more control, not less, which was interesting. What was I meaning by that? I think I needed to remind myself to be more decisive. And I said grateful for Steph, my wife, reminding me what is important, and my children. I don't always write that, so that's really interesting to me. Wednesday, that's a blank template. Obviously, lots going on Wednesday. Thursday, blank template. Again, I did have an intention to set up live streaming, which I've actually done. And I had a bit of a stressful week, and so I bought myself some cycling gear just to give me some reward for whatever I was going through. Because yes, it's February and I'm not drinking alcohol and we're in lockdown, so go figure. And then today, I wrote something today. Content create and be happy. Wow, that was good. I mean, it's Friday. I always get that Friday feeling. I started really well this morning. I had a on onboarding call with a potential new client with my buddy Seth and Tom, and that was really, really good. They sound like an interesting company, and again, not based in the UK. We seem to attract customers not in the UK, which might be testament to how we're doing digitally, but who knows? I'm always comfortable with it. So that was the end of my journal entries. That was quite an interesting segment, I think. What else can I cover? Tomorrow, I am going to do a day in the life. It's going to be a bit strange. I thought I'd do this in the week on a working day, but it just hasn't materialized. I haven't felt that stroke of inspiration. So I'm going to start early tomorrow. I've got a bunch of jobs to do around the house. And then there's a weather window. I think it's 11 till 5. So I'm hoping to go for a bike ride and then come back, maybe do a bit of work. I'm trying to coordinate a lot of my graphics at the moment. And I'm trying to find my style. It is the most difficult thing. I've found it so hard to do over the years to brand myself in an aesthetic way. I found that the comfort right now is putting my face on stuff and just telling me to take lots more photos, which has benefits across the board. But what is my style? Is it circles? Is it squares? Is it multicolors? Is it just a few colors? And what I've settled on at the moment, I haven't worked them up yet, but the decisions have been made on, there's a photo of me that I'm using at the moment, which is just me looking at the camera with my Zoom background on, which I'm calling it. I don't know if you heard that. Yeah. There it is again. That is a ship leaving the port of Southampton. I have no idea if anyone's on it. I don't know why they're letting everyone know. Maybe we think, oh, ship. Maybe we need to book a cruise in 4 years' time. I don't know. What was I saying? Yeah, the personal brand aesthetic. Yeah, so I've taken a photo, and what I've done is pick the colors from that photo. So some way there is going to be a consistent but a variety on a theme. So that's pretty much decided. I'm trying to decide on the types of content that I'm going to be creating. I'm using this pillar content model that I really hope starts really initiating next week. But the goal is that I record once and then dissect and segment and use that in different ways. I can't do that for this podcast right now, or this audio experience. That could probably evolve later on, when I might have more interviews, or we might be able to record off Clubhouse in a legitimate way or something. But, and I'm sure anyone listening back to this in 2 years' time would be like, what was Clubhouse? I don't know what that is. So I need to really initiate that. Today was a good test bed. I used Restream to stream on LinkedIn Live, Twitch, and Facebook groups live, and it recorded, and I was able to put on some graphics, which is telling me that I can sort that out a bit better. I'm trying still to work out, do I have a schedule or do I just do impromptu? Because even when I schedule it, I'm still getting like 2 or 3 views. Maybe I learn which time of day it's good, but at the moment I do it the second half of my lunch, so it's kind of okay with everything and everyone. Like I say, it's recorded, so I can put that to YouTube, but I'm prototyping because I don't know if it will make sense as a non-live thing. I don't know yet. I don't know if I need a intro graphic and an outro. I don't know if I need music under it all the way through. I think I probably do, actually. But everything that I do in post is just adding time. And I'm trying to reach this goal of recording once and then segmenting. But what I didn't say was try and do this without putting in more time. Automate everything as I think it's one of Buffer's values. Yeah, that's something that I'm trying to accomplish too. But yeah, this audio right now has to be original and unique because there isn't another format that I can borrow from or share. So yeah, got the colors done. I need to work out type. I was using something that was a kind of bold serif. I'm not sure that's going to work well on YouTube thumbnails. So I'm going to look at other alternatives. And I found that even if I have a regular thing like a daily Ross or a weekly Ross, which the video is hopefully going to pick. I mean, this is technically a weekly Ross, but I think this will grow over time. I need a unique title for each thing because that's what's going to lead to discovery. And that theme comes through. Even if I do an ask Ross, then I'm going to link maybe two questions within that, and that's going to be the title. So this is probably of little value to you, but people do ask me, hey, how do you make so much content? Well, just Google Gary Vaynerchuk's pillar content model and then try and do it. And that's probably where I'll lose 99% of people because it does actually take quite a bit of effort. I can't do this all day all day long. I enjoy it, but I don't want to do it all day long. I am really enjoying something in the moment, and I'll share that in a minute when I finish this line of thought. I'm really enjoying that, but I really enjoy marketing and providing content, creating content, providing value. And I also like selling because people used to tell me that I couldn't sell. And I do. And it's my pursuit to learn how to do that. If I can sell and market and provide and deliver, then I will know how to do that if I am leading a group of people. And that would be an ambition to scale the design thinking practice that I'm putting together and actually putting more effort in this year than last year, because we only started 5 months ago. So that is the ambition. And you know what? Talking of etch, I am happy there. I'm super happy. I do notice a lot of people are moving jobs and have been over the last, in force over the last 2 months. You go on LinkedIn and everyone's moving. And people that you didn't think would move have moved. And I think I know why. I think they're finding employers that work better in remote situations, and they are able to apply to any job in the world, largely. And I'm only talking about the kind of knowledge worker, information technology space. Yeah, you can work at Uber or Airbnb, and you absolutely don't need to be near the headquarters. It's a really interesting time, and I think I'm going to help by sharing more about how to do design thinking for individuals. I like this Robin Hood concept of take from the rich and give to the poor. I want to sell design thinking to the rich corporations, and then I want to give that knowledge to individuals learning or getting into UX on YouTube. That's where I am at right now. Why? Well, if you see over the last few years, training pricing is actually going down. It's rapidly gone down recently in the design sprints and thinking space. Probably because they're trying to make it as accessible as possible. But it keeps on going down. Masterclass as a learning platform is $14 a month. It's similar to a Netflix model. It's only a matter of time until it's free. Or someone comes into the market and says, you know, actually, we got a slightly different model. Maybe you learn for free and just pay for this bit, pay for the live coaching or the one-to-ones, you know, the bit that costs us the money. If you make it once, you could probably spin it off as marketing material. You're doing product marketing at the end of the day. But yeah, I totally see that happening. Anyway, what was I saying? Yeah, I'm happy at Edge. I'm able to do what I want to do with a bit of structure around me so that I do actually make it to the desk or email back to a client or take part in an activity that's bigger than myself. I do like a little bit of structure, but I do like to play within constraints and break the rules. And yeah, I it's working. I haven't had a lot of no's recently, so that probably tells me that I need to do some more bold stuff anyway. More bold stuff. Not really using my vocab too well. Yeah, I wanted to share what I'm really, really enjoying at the moment. I'm really enjoying facilitating. I really am. With sometimes the best teams in the world. I ran a 30-minute warm-up activity for the community team at Mural on Thursday evening, because most of them are in the US. And it didn't feel like work. And I've used this term and people on Twitter say, oh, what do you mean? I like my job. I mean, it didn't feel like arduous, difficult. I'm going to say that. It didn't feel difficult. There was a sense of nervousness going into it because I know they're super, super good, talented people, all A players. If anyone knows management training speak, A players, not B, not C, not even A minus, A players, that's who they hire against. They were a joy. And oh, it is the variable of success. It's the people that you facilitate a workshop for. The rest of it you can prepare against. You can design the time. You can prepare an activity. You can create a template and learn how to enable people to engage and bring their creativity to the table. But you cannot change the people that turn up, and that is the luck element. I'm sure you could design it in a way that you only attract A players. Well, that's a good idea. I need to think of that. They were super great. 30 minutes of fun and billable fun. You know, one for the entrepreneurs there. Yeah, that is a partnership that I'm looking to grow, because if I could do more of that with people as awesome as that, then I just need to. I'm gushing a bit. I saw a bit of gushing on LinkedIn on Tuesday. It was super humble brag. They were very proud of the team and they put this proposal together, and it was great that they had been briefed well. It was not a story. It was just business. I don't know, business process. The story at the end of it was really, we sent a proposal to a client that we want to work with and we're hoping we get it. It was more of a, kind of reminded me of hope marketing in a way. But yeah, I try and not be too just negative. I'm trying to beat the negativity out of me. in a non violent way, obviously. I am trying to take any negativity I have and turn it into some action. Not necessarily positivity, but some action. I don't want to be those moaning myrtles. I don't want to be, you know, on the park bench just moaning at the world. That is not what I'm here to do. I'm here to have a positive influence. Okay. 25 minutes. That's pretty good. I think I like this weekly rhythm. I like that it's a reflective. And yeah, I'd like to hear what you think. You can reach me on most things. I mean, if you found me on Twitter and just at me saying, hey, just listen to your podcast, this is what I think, that would be super good. Negative and positive, I'm all about the radical candor. Hope you are well and safe wherever you are, and I'll try and be back next week.